angel is guiding her path. When that picture was new, 1956, just before I turned two, it's a part of my memory. I had stories and things. I bet my angel, she has her own way. I bet my angel, she has her own way.
Folks ever traveled west from Cumberland, Maryland into West Virginia on Highway 68? That's a big interstate highway. The road that used to run through there, the main road was Highway 40. It still goes through there. That follows the old National Road, which was built in the early 1800s. And back in 1851, when my great-grandfather emigrated from Ireland, he got on the train in Baltimore and went as far as Cumberland. They were getting ready to build it all the way to Wheeling, where I'm from. But he got the train to Cumberland, and then where Delfest is, by the way. Some of you probably been to Delfest. Anyway, he took that national road the rest of the way to Wheeling, about another 120 miles on foot. We were just over there the other day. We saw the old toll booth from built in about 1840. So it's kind of cool to see the place where he walked by. And this is a story about moving to West Virginia. Back then it was still Virginia. And when they put that road in there, that changed things for Wheeling. It made it center for a lot of commerce. There was a lot of trade going back and forth on the road. And of course, up and down the river from New Orleans and back. And all the coal around there made it a viable place to make iron and then later steel. My great-grandfather knew it was a good place to get a job, I guess, in 1851. Anyway, this is his story. It's called Where the River Meets the Road. Hey, one.